Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. Amen and amen. What a powerful, powerful, powerful word. I want you to further begin to know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this hour, and He is moving in this dynamic season of your life. And you're going to find that even during the past several weeks, that your prophetic anointing has been strong and has been working overtime. And nonetheless, the Lord says, begin to pay attention for any kind of unexpected feelings or insights about some kind of a work situation. Because God said He's placing you in a position over the next couple of weeks where you're going to begin to sense some real hidden matters that may not have come to light. Things that has been hidden for you is going to come to the forefront. And yet God says, pay attention to your dreams as well. And there might be some clues that's going to help you, your talents or relationships shine as well very soon. You'll also begin to see and know that the Spirit of the Lord will further say unto thee that the Spirit is going to be quite helpful for you in regards to work, but also maybe some kind of a health-related issue as well. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says, be patient between now and the 25th of this month as well. It seems like feelings could stir up about an event or relationship that you have forgotten. So stay on top of that and just write some things down. It also seems like relationships, whether emotional or business, could become intense after the 23rd of this month. And yet around the 23rd, the emphasis is going to be on relationships. And yet God says when choosing a business person or a friend or someone, select someone that you're going to be proud to introduce and just know that they are there working with you, but also in regards to being someone that you can work on a real spiritual basis together to help pull things together. I can tell you that the Lord says favor concerning banks or mortgages or papers or any kind of thing that you're trying to get financed. God said, I give you favor surrounding that. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says you're going to come into a time where He's getting ready to begin to bring some things to the forefront. Also some things concerning your past as well. And you're going to see that the Lord is going to really begin to usher in some new partnerships in business and new connections, from around about the 23rd onward. As you move into the month of November, you're going to begin to see real favor is going to be your portion, and you're going to begin to see increase. Someone around you and near you is getting ready to be blessed financially, because I see them stepping up and I see new doors opening for them. You'll begin to see that even from the 26th and up until around about the second week of December, God said He's going to give your career a real professional boost. And God says just begin to set the strategy and things in place, because you're going to achieve a lot in this season, and you're going to find that your physical energy and your stamina is going to be quite powerful during that season. For the Lord says even around the 22nd of November is going to usher in new opportunities in these areas, maybe even publishing or writing or higher education. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Coretta. Sister Coretta, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's much inside of you. God says that He's shifting some things around, and I'm hearing God says that He's empowering you in this season. God says that He's going to something about release. There's something that's going to be released, and God says for you to get ready, but God says that there's much for you to do. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be something to do with a with ministry-wise, and God says that you have a vision, too, for His people, and God says for you to write this plan, your plan, and make it plain, and God says that He's going to favor you with grants, because God says that you have a vision. It's something that you want to get started, and God says that you have a vision, and He's going to give you favor, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Coretta. I so concur with Prophetess Elder Irma. I just hear God saying He's touching your sight. He's giving you new vision in this season. He's correcting some matters regarding your belief system and your ability to see, seeing things differently in the physical and yet even in the spiritual. God says you're going to begin to see with a new eye. God says the new eyes of your understanding are being opened and enlightened in this season. So God says get ready and prepare yourself. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Coretta. I just heard God say health and strength. Strength and health. That's going to be your portion in this season. God's going to do something in your body as well as in your mind. Because when He heals your mind, He's going to heal your body. that God says it's time for you to let go of some foods and change your diet, drink more water, start doing a little more exercise, and most of all, stop sharing ideas and stop letting people speak negative things into your life and keep telling you about negative stuff all the time. It's time to delete yourself from those kind of people and start separating yourself from those things that God is bringing forth in you. You're coming to a new season of yourself to see yourself in a brand new way because God brings you forth in a new and exciting way in the Spirit of the living God.
God bless you, Sister Coretta. God is bringing major correction and major order to your lifestyle. He's bringing structure for new ideas. He's giving you the ability to see things from many different perspectives. Just structure, structure, structure. Major, major, major changes are around me, woman of God, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Coretta. I hear the word of the Lord saying, Prophetess Coretta, come forth. For Father God says, this is the season of a priority. Father God says, new spiritual priorities in this season. And I hear Father God saying, choose ye this day. For Father God says, this is the season of advancement. I hear Father God saying, stay focused and don't bite any distractions. I do hear Father God saying, this is the season of fulfillment concerning dreams and desires. I hear Father God say, write them down one by one. Father God says, write them down one by one and watch your dreams be fulfilled. For Father God says, set goals, set plans, and accomplish them. Father God says, stay focused on yourself in this season. And I so agree with the prophet that has spoken because I hear Father God saying, healing to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. And I do hear Father God saying, new dietary habits in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where he's visiting your diet, he's visiting your body, and he's visiting your mind. And that is the word of the Lord.